And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trade. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9:61, down a half on the open. December wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 9:10, up one on the open. March, 9:33, up three and a half. May, 9:23, down seven. July, 8:24, down a half on the open. December corn opened at 4:02, up one and a half on the open. March, 4:19, up one and a quarter. May, 4:29, up one. July, 4:36, up three quarters. September, 4:36 and three quarters, up a half. December, 4:38 and a half, down one and a quarter. March, 4:42 and a quarter, down two and a half. May, at 4:46 and three quarters, down one and a quarter on the open. January beans opened at 11:29, up three and a quarter on the open. March, 11:47, up two and three quarters. May, 11:56, up one and three quarters. July, 11:57, up two and a half. November, your harvest month, 10:51, down four and a quarter. January of 2009, 10:57, down one on the open. December soybean meal opened at 3:10, down 1.50 on the open. January, 3:14.50, down 60. December soybean oil opened at 45.45, up 10 on the open. January, 45.90, up 14. CME Group livestock numbers. December live cattle open at 94.30, down 10 on the open. February, 97.12 and a half, unchanged. April at 98.47 and a half, up 2.5. June live cattle open at 94.10, down 15 on the open. January feeders open at 105.90, down 22.5 on the open. The March contract at 107.50, down 20. April, 109.70, down 17.5. May, 111 even, down 12.5 on the open. December lean hogs open at 55.55, down 27.5 on the open. February, 63.20, down 15. April, 67.35, down 2.5. May at 73.50, down 27.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 92.50, up 2.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is John Hester of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Well, it's been just like it's been for the last several weeks in the soybean pit. New contract highs today.
Yes.
To what do we owe the strength?
Well, the government had a stocks report this morning, and they did lower the ending stocks, 25 million bushel in the soybeans, and I think that led to the strength. The call was a little higher than they opened, and I think the speculation was that they were going to lower them. And, you know, I think a lot of this was factored in the market this morning, and, you know, they've been up 5-6 cents this morning, and they've kind of backed off, and there's probably, you know, it's probably time to you know, just for the market to rest a little bit. I would not be surprised that if the market might not sell off a little bit today just on profit-taking and taking a break in the action. But I really do not feel like the highs are probably in yet.
What's to feed the bull between now and January?
You know, I think it's just speculation on acreage. You know, got to keep the acreage up. You know, if the exports weekly stay high, I think, you know, that's a positive. And, you know, I think just the perception that soybeans need to be high and, you know, they want to go higher. And the funds are, you know, buying every day, or they lay off a day or two, then they come in and pick up some more. So I think as long as that scenario goes on, that beans are going to stay reasonably strong.
Do producers then remain patient in here, waiting to see what beans do next before perhaps putting on hedges for next fall's crop? Maybe they wait on, I don't know, the 10-day moving average to see if it's violated.
That is a possibility. At these, you're very, very close to, in my area over here, you're within 3 or 4 cents of being able to sell beans for $10 off the combine. And personally, I feel at that price, a guy's got to have 20% of his crop sold at $10. That's, probably $3 more or $4 more than anybody 2 years ago would have dreamed that we could have in, the fall of 2008.
So cash sales at 20% on hedges. What about an option strategy then on the bean side?
I probably, if I sold any cash beans, I feel like that I would like to protect the upside a little bit on sales that I made. Maybe take 25 cents of the money that I made on the beans that I sold off the combine, buy an option, whatever I could buy for that, or maybe 30 cents, and then that way that would get me as close as the money as I could get for that amount of money, and then that would make me participate in it. If the market would happen to run crazy, you could participate in maybe half the move. You wouldn't be, you would collect, hey, if beans rallied a dollar, you could probably make 50 cents on the deal.
Hmm.
So you would not be completely left out. Anything that I wasn't selling cash, I think somewhere along the line, a guy probably ought to buy puts below the market, and then that way you put a floor in, whatever you can afford to buy out of pocket, $11 put, or, well, it wouldn't be that, it'd be a $10 put. Put a $10 floor in the market, and then that way you do not have to sell the cash, and, you can sell the cash whenever you feel like it, but you're not going to take less than $10 for it.
We were talking about what might potentially feed the bull at 1:30 this afternoon. The Fed is expected to release its latest recommendation on its prime interest rates. Most analysts are projecting a quarter point percent rather decline. But what if we go to 50? If we go 50 basis points, might we be off and running again tomorrow morning in the marketplace?
Very possible. I mean, as crazy as this market's been the last month, I would say yes. That's the obvious answer. But some of these people may already in the back of their minds think they're going to lower it 0.5%. And if this market has already got 0.5% factored into it, then it won't affect it any.
Turn your attention to the corn, which for the last several months have grinded sideways to higher. Are you looking for that to continue into the end of the year?
I think so. I think corn, I'll basically talk about March corn. I think March corn could probably pull back 10, 15 cents, get back closer to that $4 number. But, I think with the situation in the world and the exports and fighting for corn acreage and the perception that we need more corn acreage, I think anything close to $4 probably would be a buying opportunity, and I don't know that corn's going to $5, but it wouldn't surprise me a bit that corn might not go to March corn might not go to 435. 430 to 440 is in the realm of a legitimate possibility.
So support down at the 20-day moving average, maybe at 404. What should hedgers be doing here?
I think basically, around here in my area, the processors or the terminals are wanting grain now. They're bidding up more for grain now than they are in March and April and May. So they're telling me to sell grain and move it now. On the old stuff, on new stuff, we're right at $4 off the combine for fall. That's a tremendous price. I think you got to have 10 to 20% sold at $4 off the combine.
Thank you much, John.
Thank you. Talk to you this afternoon.
All right. John Hester of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Current tick, December week in Kansas City, at 9.57 down 3 at the Board of Trade. December wheat at 9.10 up 1. July, 8.18 down 6.5. December corn, $4.25 down a quarter. Your harvest month, December corn at 4.38 and 3 quarters down 1. January beans at 11.27 up 1.5. November of next year at 10.52 down 3.25. December soybean meal at 3.11 down 50. December soybean oil at 45.45 up 10. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.